Remember Manfred, the lovable woolly mammoth from the Ice Age films? Well, close to the ancient Roman city of Viminacium in eastern Serbia, which we visited on Saturday, archaeologists have unearthed an astonishing graveyard of the hairy prehistoric creatures, which became extinct around 10,000 years ago. The first skeleton of a female mammoth, nicknamed Vika, and believed to be up to a million years old, was brought to light back in 2009. Since then, the experts have uncovered the bones of five or six other giant mammals lying under the cornfields close to the Danube River. The Roman remains themselves are a fascinating insight into life in that part of the empire from the 1st to 5th century, when the town was destroyed by invading Huns. Frescoed tombs, baths, latrines and a large amphitheatre have all been excavated, though that only represents a fraction of the 450-hectare site still waiting to be discovered. Viminacium, the provincial capital and major military camp, lay along what Serbians proudly called the Road of the Roman Emperors, since 18 Roman rulers were born in that region, including, of course, Constantine the Great, which is why our conference was held in Belgrade, to mark the anniversary of his edict granting religious freedom to all believers throughout the Roman Empire. 1,700 years on, though, it's not uncommon to find critics prophesying the end of Christianity, often seen as the source of so much conflict from those first centuries right up until the present day. With churches emptying, parishes closing, and numbers of priests and religious dwindling in the West at least, many see the traditional denominations headed down the same road to extinction as those mammoths, apparently unable to adapt to the changing climate conditions of the era. Far from such gloomy predictions, however, this meeting was all about the emerging and vital signs of a new Christian era, one in which faith communities are called to provide an essential counterbalance to the increasingly dehumanizing global economy. Tensions between church and state have existed since Constantine's day, and the wounds of history remain at the heart of our national and religious identities. Nowhere is that more obvious than here in this Balkan region, but these annual encounters of young theologians, historians, and ecumenists are all about finding new ways of being church together. They're about pushing boundaries, sharing visions, and exploring new possibilities of cooperation and common witness to the world. Plenty to celebrate here, then, in this important anniversary year. In Belgrade, I'm Philippa Hitchin.